Pause recording.
Hello, Audio Boo. This is Dave728NC and my lovely wife, Carolina Wolfie.
Hello.
AKA Nancy. And this is a Mother's Day Boo.
It is. It would have been out a lot earlier, but weird things kept happening.
Yeah, the phone kept ringing. So we thought we would tell mothers or stories about our mommies.
Wow, we are exciting.
Excuse me. And so I have to start because Nancy needed time to think when I first proposed this an hour and a half ago. And you probably still don't have a story,
do you? No, I think I have a couple little things that.
So, but I wanted to tell about my mom, and she's at an age, at least as far as she's concerned, where she can say or do pretty much whatever the hell she wants. And about a year and a half ago, she saw these younger people, a guy and two girls in their 20s-ish,
I think that's what she said.
And they were trying to take everybody's picture at once outside the entrance to the casino where she occasionally goes and spends $20. And so she went up to them and said, well, you guys all should be in that picture. And she said, give me your phone and show me how to use the camera on it. And I'll take all your pictures. And so she did that. She took two or three pictures of the three of them. And she gave him back the phone, and they looked at the pictures and approved of them, and mom walks away. And then she turns around and runs back to the guy and goes, oh, and by the way, I'm an ass grabber. And she goes over and grabs this guy's ass. And the girls who were with this guy just howled. They thought it was the funniest thing ever. And so then at the last Cooper family rebellion, she decided that that's what she was going to do for the whole time she was there, is grab people's butts. And that's what she did. And then, I guess, at one of the parties during the rebellion, this was the night before, I think, the official
party. This is like an event. It's not just like one day where people just hang out together. This thing goes on for like a month.
It does not go on for a month. It's a weekend.
I'm just kidding.
And
there's like a ton of people there.
There is like a ton of people. There's like 150, 200 people
I
there.
Am intimidated, so I am not going.
You're going.
No.
You're going. No. You're going. So one of these days we're going to go. All right, so she was at my cousin Denise's house where this party was, and Denise and her husband, I guess, went up to my mom and said, Jan, there's people over there that you missed, and they're upset.
Because you haven't grabbed their asses yet.
That's right. So my mom has this reputation, and I'm not even going to talk about what she did the previous Cooper family.
She
was asking inappropriate questions of everyone.
Yeah, you don't need to share that one.
No, I won't share that one. But, I mean, I kind of admire my mom because I aspire to be that at some point in time.
Oh, where good.
What?
I shudder to think of the disturbing things that will happen.
I'll become the Durham Fondler.
Yeah, exactly.
I just to be able to say whatever's on my mind is a good thing without having that filter in place. It's probably a scary thought.
It is.
Everyone who knows me should probably be frightened.
So my mom, what I first thought of when Dave sort of threw this out at me was, I think that all of us go through, those of us that have a, like whether it is that we're blind or you have a hearing problem or motor skills difficulties or whatever, we all need a little assistance now and then from our parental units or grandparental units or whoever. And my mom is famous among my friends from back in Cleveland because, you know, when I was in high school and I took geometry, They would not get me a Braille text of the geometry book.
Because it's really expensive. Back then it was really, really expensive, right?
Yeah.
Or were they just being idiots?
No, they were just dumb.
Okay.
And anyway. I couldn't get an Opticon because they said that I didn't require that, even though I couldn't get many of my texts in Braille, but apparently I was just supposed to figure it out. So my mom was trying to figure out ways to help me with my geometry homework. And so a lot of what you had to do was look at figures, you know, with triangles or... Would you stop?
I was looking at figures.
You were not. You know, and there'd be angles and whatever. So she decided that to do the straight lines and things, she would use uncooked spaghetti. And when there were arcs and circles and things, we would use, like, pieces of rubber band that you could bend so that they met the right arc and like that. Which I thought was pretty creative on her part. And she
really
wanted
cool.
to know if she could take the spaghetti off of her taxes the next year as an educational aid. But that was just the kind of silly thing that my mom did. And when I was in junior high school, my dad had a friend who knew someone who was a martial arts teacher. So he let me join his martial arts classes for some basic self-defense and stuff like that. So I had learned a couple of takedown maneuvers. And so my dad said, well, why don't you go out in the front yard and practice? And I was like, well, I feel silly, you know, just by myself. It looks like I'm having some sort of psychotic break, you know. So my mom said, well, I'll go out there with you. And so I said, okay. So I said, okay, Mom, I'm going to do this, like, flip kind of takedown thing on you. She was like, okay, I'm ready. So I got beside her and, you know, got in the position that I was supposed to be in, where she was trying to get me into a headlock or something like that. And she thought I was going to throw her forward, like, over my hip. Except what I did was send her backwards. You know how you put your leg behind right. someone and you bend them backwards over your leg? And I mean, she, and this was in the summer, and there are people sitting out on their porches all over our neighborhood. And so I flip her back onto the ground, and she just landed on her butt. And you hear the neighbors going, yay! And then the last thing, and I think I've shared this on Audio Boo a couple years ago, but when my niece was born, she was the first of the grandchildren, of my mom and dad's grandchildren. And I came home from college, and my mom and my dad were in the front yard. First thing I saw them doing was they were playing Ring Around the Rosie. All right, okay. I'm okay with that, right? You got sure. a little kid, you play Ring. Then they're outside in the yard with my niece doing the Dawn Patrol from Jungle Book, playing like elephants,
uh-huh.
singing the elephant song from the Jungle Book.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, you guys. You guys have lost your minds. They're singing, you know, hop, two, three, four, keep it up, two, three, four. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, but you've done things for the boys like that. I mean, you
yeah,
go
I
and
know,
do
but
silly
it was
things.
Just, it was just, I could never have imagined that my dad and my mom would do that. It was
yeah.
just funny.
We do silly things for the people we care about.
Yes. Yes, we do.
So, but so thanks to all of our mommies. And we can never tell them we love them enough.
That's true. And it's important for
it
them
is.
To know that.
And it's like I said on Twitter. you know, happy Mother's Day to all the mommies who have the hardest job in the world, and they normally, usually, do it with such grace and style.
Yes, they do.
Like you.
Thank you.
So, there you go. That's our mommy boo.
Yes. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, really. The dad boo will be much different.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Everybody have a good mommy day.
Yep. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.